B-Pod Studios.
Thanks for starting your day with Toucher and Rich.
Why are you doing this to me?
On 98.5 The Sports Hub.
No!
Who don't drink at Rocklahoma?
Your...
Who else in the local car say yay? Yeah.
Armpits of America.
They cut my beard and forced me to eat it.
.95 Sports Hub, it's Toucher and Rich. And real quick, before we get into these armpits, let's take Tony on line one. What's up, Tony?
Hey, guys. Hey.
Hey.
Please tell me you guys are going to do a section tomorrow on why Sarge sucks.
Actually, that might wind up being in the frequently asked questions version. FAQ question section.
John from Vegas, that was very, very funny. Although that's kind of recent history. So I'm thinking maybe we could dig into some stuff.
That was only last year, right? So
it was like right around Christmas. Yeah. John from Vegas kind of became a star. But yeah, we'll see. Maybe I'll pepper just a tiny bit of that in. There's three big things we're going to talk about. As I said, there were 10 moments, I believe, that were chosen as the
total. Yes.
There's one that I'll spoil for you. Our show isn't doing it because we have no right to, because it didn't happen on our show. But I still remember where I was when John Henry got so pissed about what Felger and Maz were saying that he drove to the radio station and demanded to be on the air. That is, I have people who work in radio who still can't believe that happened. It was, and he stayed in studio and answered every question for what was it, 2 hours?
Yes.
So
it was over an hour. It might have been two.
There's kind of two moments like that with the station that you still can't believe that it happened. That was one, and then another one, surprise, which we'll cover tomorrow. One that kind of was made to go away because of the company we worked for, and that was when Charlie Sheen lost his mind. And at one point, he was the biggest story in all of entertainment. Like, I mean, he had done the Vatican demon blood stuff and winning and all that.
Tiger blood,
that's what it was. And he did that show here in town, and we invited him to the station to take over the station that night. He ended up taking me backstage, got all the address, you know, and all this stuff. And none of us thought he was going to show up. And sure enough, at 1 o'clock in the morning, dude showed up and talked on the air, I think, till four. And I called Fred to come in. I'm like, dude, Charlie Sheen said he was going to come here to the station and do a show with us for several hours. Like, you want to come down at midnight and sit here and wait? And he said, okay. And so he showed up, and sure enough, Charlie Sheen, when he was the biggest thing on the planet, ended up doing 3 hours of radio, called a bunch of his celebrity friends.
Don't sell yourself short. I remember when that was happening. That was April of 2011, I believe it was.
Might have been.
April 2011.
Yeah.
You damn well commandeered a microphone in front of you. It was at a Gannis Arena, and there were, what, 10,000 people in there?
Yeah. I don't know about 10, but you
a lot. You grabbed the microphone, walked up to the front of the stage, and challenged him to come visit.
I invited him.
It was more along the lines in front of all those people. Like, okay, Charlie Sheen, here's your deal.
Well, if it wasn't for all those people being fans, because I said, I want to invite you to the Toucher and Rich show. You can come to the station as soon as you're done, and we'll be there, and we'll let you take over the radio station. And Charlie Sheen said, should I do it at this guy's show? And the place, like,
went nuts. Yeah.
So that was cool. So thank you for them. All right, let's go to Matt. Matt, you're on line one. Matt, what's up, man?
Hey, you guys got to have the guy from Machine on. Where's he at? Where's he been at?
I know. I love guy from Machine. There was word that Machine was going to close, and it's still open, I believe. Bird, you work down there. Is it still open? I know a lot of our listeners go into Machine.
Yeah, it's still open. I think it's open for another year, year and a half, maybe now.
Well, that's kind of a weird closing. We're going to stay open for a year and a half.
We're warning you. It's going to happen.
Yeah. So, all right. Well, there you go. So tomorrow's going to be a fun day. We're going to relive some of our best moments. And as I said, tonight I'll be here all night. So if you want to call us or tweet me with some ideas of what you want to do. Somebody said you have to play the first Wake Up Wallach. I know there's some of that. Some new Jack Edwards. Let's do the Incubus interview. Incubus interview was not...
It was pre-show. Yeah.
That was something that Fred thought he was going to get fired. And I was like, you're not going to get fired. You're going to live... that clip is going to live in infamy. Not infamy. It's going to be the most glorious moment we've had on the radio. And I absolutely loved it. So I don't care what the retrospective, as long as it includes a compilation of Fred's 601 reactions to Amy Lawrence leads in. Maybe that's... I didn't keep any of those. Maybe we should have.
Oh, yeah. You didn't keep any. Okay.
Not of his reaction.
No?
I don't think so, no.
Okay.
But now we have some of her audio.
Uh-huh.
But I don't know. She's gone. It's like... She's not here anymore. I'm not going to pick on her anymore. She's gone. Now, the new guy, maybe there's some stuff there. Who knows? I haven't been able to listen to any of it, but I've seen the tweets. Okay. Should we get to this or should we wait? Okay, let's go and get to it. All right, John, you know how we play Know Your Armpits?
Yes.
I will give you an actual scenario of something that happened, and then I will give you several choices as to what armpit of America it happened in, and you just have to try to guess which one it is, okay?
Yes.
All right, a tree falls in a college student's car, thus totaling it. An eyewitness gives us the account to a local news station. Does that happen in A, New York, B, Alabama, or C, California?
I'll go to New York this time.
How about that? Let's go to New York, Long Island, all right? Let's go over to Long Island and find out what happened there. Oh, I have it here. That's right. Forgot with someone not here. I'm in control of the sound. Here we go.
What's that? It's the emergency. Hi.
What is
I'm
that?
At the corner.
What is that? That's not the call. That's not the clip.
That's not it?
No, that's not it. Oh, it's not arm-car. It's car fall or something like that? Or did I write it around down wrong?
Hmm.
All right. Well, let's do this one instead. Here's a redneck lady giving a weather report.
Tiger Grandma with another weather report. It's raining like hell. It's hot. It's humid. And there's a slight chance of a tornado tonight. And my plans got canceled. I had a date, but he's too chicken to drive in the rain. And I was planning on getting me some sausage. So I am actually pissed the f*** off, and I'm going in the f***ing house.
I mean, Roll Tide. That happened in A, Alabama, B, Alabama, or C, Alabama.
We're just playing clips today. Oh, God. Everything's gone haywire.
Tornado.
By the way, this woman's got a shirt. She's talking into a Lay's potato chips can.
Why?
I have no idea.
Okay.
She says, she's got a shirt on. It says, I haven't been this excited about Friday since last Friday, which is fantastic. And she is pissed off about the tornadoes.
Planning
on getting me some sausage.
Well, she's trying to get some sausage.
Not anytime soon.
Got to Copenhagen where all the dudes are just walking out of the water.
Okay.
And, you know, hanging out there.
Actually pissed the
f***
off.
I don't blame you.
There's a slight chance of a tornado.
Okay, well, I appreciate that. Well, thank you, ma'am. Dan, I probably screwed that one up. Everyone's gone today. Everyone's supposed to be here, but everyone's gone. So I'm going to, I think I might have screwed up giving you the wrong clip there, Mason. That is not a Mason problem. That is a me problem. But then we wouldn't have heard this wonderful lady.
Biker Grandma with another weather report.
By the way, Biker Grandma with another weather report. That means that there's more. That means that we need to dig. If Biker Grandma, this is a thing.
All right.
And she's constantly going on her front porch with a Pringles can and speaking into it. And wearing cool shirts like that, then I'm all in.
Tiger Grandma with another weather report. It's raining like hell. It's hot. It's humid. And there's a slight chance of a tornado tonight. And my plans got canceled. I had a date, but he's too chicken to drive in the rain. And I was planning on getting me some sausage. So I am actually pissed the off, and I'm going in the house.
And then, of course, she throws things over. You are a wonderful lady. Oh, you are just a... I just love the fact that she was going to be getting herself some sausage.
Planning on getting me some sausage.
Yeah, of course. Why not?
I had a date, but he's too chicken to drive in the rain.
Haven't we all been that way?
Can't drive in the rain?
Somebody
said, is that the problem?
I was planning on getting me some sausage. That's a shirt.
That could be a Touch or Enrich shirt. It could be.
Why not? Mikey from the Back Bay Fens. Oh, yeah, you were here.
No, that was me. That was not me particularly, but I was here for that, yes.
The presidential debate with Love 22 and Vermin Supreme.
Oh, yes.
The best part of that is that
one of Keller's career highlights.
It was hosted by John Keller, which I thought was the best. Let's see. Okay, there's some pretty good ones. All right, we're getting some good suggestions. All right, 617-779-0985, and we will get to that other stuff in just a moment.
Hello, boys and girls.
There were two things that I remember being
like must-see television.
Toucher and Rich on Twitch TV. 98.5, the Sports Hub.
Thank your grandma with another weather report. It's raining like hell. It's hot. It's humid. And there's a slight chance of a tornado tonight. And my plans got canceled. I had a date, but he's too chicken to drive in the rain. And I was planning on getting me some sausage. So I am actually pissed the off. And I'm going in the house. Getting
me some sausage. I am
actually pissed the
off.
There's a slight chance of a tornado.
98.5 of Sports Hub. It's Toucher and Rich. I'm just now learning that we may have a lot of entries from her. Because when she said this is her again, I'm like, well, maybe this is something she does regularly. And our prayers have been answered. All right, real quick, let's go to Dan. Dan, you're on Toucher and Rich.
Hey, how's it going, guys? Congrats on 10 years.
Thank you.
Listen, I laugh every time Fred does the DA impression with the feet thing, but I don't think I've ever heard how that originated.
Okay,
so I'd love to hear that.
Another Toucher and Rich frequently asked questions thing.
That's right, yep.
What is it with Fred's impression of DA being obsessed with feet? I think that was a deal where he had some... Oh, I forget which. She used to work at NBC Sports Boston.
He used to have women come in, some of them come in at night.
That was it. No,
it was always like a photo.
He took a photo of the feet of one of the NBC Sports Boston anchors to spotlight her shoes, and she was pregnant at the time, which is just really weird.
It was the ladies of the DA show.
Yes, that's right. A whole week of that. Good call by you. That's exactly what it was. And he did it for like two or three straight years, where an entire week during the summer, he'd have like five women in, like one a night.
But I don't think it was just Nicole Zalumis. Was that her name?
Yes, I believe it was Nicole Zalumis.
Okay, boy, I pulled that out of nowhere.
No, that's pretty good.
But he took a picture of her feet, and put it up on the internet.
That's how it started.
But I don't think she was the only one.
No,
that he put that up there, and that's why Fred just thought it was the greatest thing ever. And to be honest, whenever our listeners tweet about DA and his love of feet, DA gets very defensive and ends up tweeting them back. It's like, come on, it's a joy. That's something. It's not even real. I don't like feet. And I like DA a lot, but it is kind of funny how upset he gets whenever somebody tweets him about his love of feet. But no, DA, I think DA should be part of tomorrow, don't you? I mean,
he was
the original. So the original lineup was Us in the Morning, Tangway and Zolak.
Yes, Tangway and Zolak.
Okay, and then it was Felger Mass. Be Real used to be the producer.
Right.
And Beatle was in the chair. Be Real was the producer of Felger and Mez before
Jimmy
Stewart got here.
That's right. And then DA at night.
Who was with Chucky Parks? That's
Chuck
right.
Chuck Parks did updates. Yep.
Chuck Parks was updates. And it was DA. And then I forget. And then the overnights and everything. And then Adam Jones kind of moved in after that. And
basically, this is the only show that has kind of stayed to what we started with.
Yeah, I guess so.
Dan was the producer from day one.
Other than Nick and Bird.
No, but I mean, Mike Lockhart was the producer from day one. Dan was the producer from day one.
The three
of us.
All the people on the mics are the same.
Yep.
Yeah, you're right, because the midday show, it went Zolak and Tangway, and then it was Greshenzo.
Yep.
And now, of course, it's Bertrand, and Hardy has always been?
No, because Bertrand actually started doing, when we started, Bertrand did the updates in the midday. Then they moved him quickly to afternoons.
Really?
Believe it or not, yeah.
Who was doing updates for Felger and Mass?
I don't remember. I don't think anything was set.
Everyone's thing was moving around?
Yeah.
Okay, because I know that Yeah, there was like, and there were a bunch of like rumors of who the shows were supposed to be.
Yeah.
You know, like there were like all these different pieces, and there were people who were using leverage against our station to get, you know, bigger, better contracts.
Sure.
But it was a really weird time. It was strange. Yeah. The only thing that was a constant was that everyone thought we were gone in 4 months. Like, that was like everything else was like, all right, well, they're moving all around. Yep. But it was like, well, Touch and Rich are definitely gone. But DA, I mean, he was, you know, we got to bring the guy back.
I'm Italian. As an Italian, I feel like a beat. Solid Italian seafood dinner is always fried. Calamari. I'm Italian. Calamari. It's calamari. You can say calamari, but that just sounds a little bit too American. So you gotta go a little calamari.
Oh, our listeners are the best. They found the picture of DA. Actually, it's not even of her feet. It's DA like touching the stomach of Nicole Zalumas.
Yeah, that was weird. No, there was a picture of a woman's shoes involved there too. And by the way, people have heard that piece of audio that you put together, but they don't know what it's from.
Oh, okay.
That had to do with the Phantom Gourmet. That's just as funny as the piece of audio everyone just heard.
DA on the Phantom Gourmet was comparing all these different types of food to players on the Patriots.
No, the idea was
Wes Welker is the cheese,
right?
And the
but
sauce
the Edelmans
here.
Had him. It was Dan Edelman had him in to talk about food,
right?
And DA just went. They asked for maybe 60 seconds, and DA went on for about 7 minutes.
Okay, which was better? Which was better for content? Was it DA on the Phantom Gourmet, or was it when Wiggy went on was talking about how manja means eat? And to find a good chicken parm sandwich,
flip,
you got to find a good chicken parm
that's
sandwich.
That's pretty good, too.
I mean, one of the two. I don't know which one. Yeah, it's Spucky. It's what we call a roll. It's Spucky. Like, talking like he grew up. Oh, that was the best. I don't know. They were both great. But either way. All right. Well, that's us talking about old stuff. That picture of DA. If you do have the picture of DA, take a picture of it. Our listeners are crazy. They remember everything. Let's go to Steve. Steve, you're on Toucher and Rich.
Hey guys, I think what you're thinking about with DA is when he had the girl on from Mean Girl.
Oh, Lacey, is it Chabert? Yeah, he had her on the show.
The queen of the Hallmark Channel.
That's yes. Right.
I'm very well aware of Lacey Chabert. Yes.
And did he ask her about her feet?
Yeah, I think he took a picture of him.
Jesus.
The mothership has connected.
I mean, it was also the best. No matter what you say, I don't care what show it is, even our show with Honey, he had the best intro of anyone. The Mothership Has Connected was absolutely phenomenal. When it turned on, you're like,
Mario
oh, yeah.
Coins. Remember Mario Coins?
I remember the Mario
Beat
Coins.
Me up. Yep.
I remember all of that. And he does have to be involved somehow.
Yes.
Maybe I'll reach out to DA and maybe he can record something for us and we can play it. That's a lot of time. I mean, that's going to be because the three things we're going to talk about, I have plenty of audio for it, but I also want this to more be our listener focused. Because to be quite honest, I mean, it's like they should be the ones kind of choosing what were the best moments of the 10 years. So, as I said, at Toucher and Rich, you can tweet us or 617-779-0985. All right, so let's go and get to this real quick because I teased it. John Wallach, do you want to hear the audio of the man from New York having his the tree fell on this one?
Yes, let's complete the
art. All right, let's go for it.
The tree was cut down and landed right onto a parked vehicle, totaling it. We're told that car belongs to a Marshall student. You can imagine how upset she had to be when she came outside and saw her car looking like this. Here's a little of what that witness had to say.
It sounded like a beer can getting flattened. It just was crunch. It was, I hate to say it, it was kind of cool.
All right, we've
wait, you it. Said that was New York State. Hang on a second. You said that's Long Island.
According to the art,
that's not Long Island.
All right, well, where
Marshall's
is it?
Marshall's in West Virginia.
Okay, well, the TV station from New York. So they knew this was such gold that they went and got a feed from West Virginia.
Unless it's Marshall High School and this kid is a transplant from, like,
because I'm
Alabama.
Like, there's some rednecks in upstate New York, don't get me wrong.
I
Long
went to
Island.
School there. I'm very well aware of upstate New York.
But that's
not
next,
on Long Island, they're not.
That's next level redneck right there.
Okay.
Here's a little of what that witness had to say.
It sounded like a beer can getting flattened. It just was crunch. It was, I hate to say it, it was kind of cool. You know, I mean, what guy doesn't like, destruction? Yeah, that's why we go to demolition derbies. But hey, you know, bottom line, that's that poor girl's new car, and she can't get to school now.
The city spokesperson says the city employees involved were being...
All right, he needs to describe everything. Like, and listen, this dude, maybe this is the guy that stood up this one lady.
Planning on getting me some sausage.
Get the two of them together.
Yeah.
Well, if she didn't stand him up or...
I had a date, but he's too chicken to drive in the right.
I hate to say it, it was kind of cool.
That is West Virginia Dennis Eckersley.
Wow.
Yeah. Yeah, definitely.
Oh, he got smoked.
Yes, he did. All right, okay, now they're all coming. Toucher and Rich, DA's interview with Lacey Chabert goes about how you would expect. Let's see. And now I'm getting all the pictures in. Thank you very much. As I said, our listeners remember way more about our show than we do. Dalen, everyone said we're going to get an appearance
from
Dalen.
I told you that. Yeah, that's the recap you want.
I mean, dude, that's a lot. That is a lot of audio I got to go through tonight, but I want to, I mean, listen, these pictures are ridiculous. Come on, Dalen, what were you doing? Ladies at the DA show, that's just creepy.
Yep.
Did he have a theme to the ladies at the DA show? I need to check on that. The faster guy, somebody says, was that BCN or was that?
No, faster guy, I mean, faster guy was before I got here, but you used him on the show.
Did we do an interview with him while you were?
Oh, like, yeah, lots. Oh, hub? Sure, sure. Yeah.
Maybe we'll do some faster guy too. All right, maybe we'll do that.
Get the app. Get the Sports Hub. Get Toucher and Rich. Down. Download the Sports Hub app today.
Now it's time to get to the stuff that we couldn't get to. It's the stack.
This is breaking sports news.
Powered by Valvoline Instant Oil Change.
On 98.5, the Sports Hub.
Oh, whoa, I know nothing about this. What is happening?
All right, we have, you know, Zolak and Bertrand are broadcasting live from training camp, so they get the advanced look at what's going on down on the practice field in Foxborough, and this is the second-to-last public workout, so this is pretty big news here. I mean, there's this and tomorrow, and then fans won't be let in. According to our own Scott Zolak, John Bon Jovi is at practice this morning for the first time.
As they said, they're winning the Super Bowl again this year. And this just confirmed it. But Mr. Bon Jovi's there. Oh, what was that shred right there? Did you say, was there an extra? Was that me? Or was
okay. Yep.
Not bad. Not bad.
That, and they got a backup tight end from Atlanta for a seventh-round pick.
He's not the middle-aged woman with the tight haircut. That's indeed John Bon Jovi. Standing as you think at any point, do you think that any of the dabbling that John Bon Jovi has been doing with other teams, like he's been on the sidelines for the Cowboys, wearing like Cowboys gear, he did that whole bid to buy the Buffalo Bills a while back.
Yep.
Do you think any of that did anything to taint Belichick's love for him? I don't think it did.
The Bills thing might. Belichick doesn't like that interdivisional thing. Not usually. I mean, he's a big fan of Flores, but he knows Miami's not going to be competitive until he retires. I mean, Belichick retires.
All right. So what is the – real quick, you were mentioning that something about the parking there, like it's going to be free parking, or what's the deal?
Yeah, Patriots, the parking lot's across the street, I believe it is, from Gillette Stadium. The Patriots are now saying you can park there for free. The problem is if you do that, you are not allowed to leave until 75 minutes after the game is over.
Hang on, what?
That's the thing. Free parking, so you have to wait until everybody else comes out on Route 1 before you leave. I guess the theory here is that will ease the traffic on Route 1, or at least lessen it.
I like that idea.
It was a pilot or a test program last year, I think, John. Yeah. And I think it was very successful, Rich. So they're saying there's going to be free and reduced, you know, like reduced parking. Mm-hmm. But also, John, I think this actually might be, they're calling it on-site.
On-site. Is it on-site, too, or across the street?
The parking across the street, I think, is the one that's going to be reduced.
Okay.
Because you're going the opposite way on Route 1.
I love it. I've got no problem at all with that. Anything that will stop the traffic from being hell on earth.
And to be honest with you, there are a lot of fans that aren't ready to leave 75 minutes after the game is over. So, yeah, it's probably better to keep them.
All right. Let's go to Billy, line 2. Billy, what's up, man? You're on Toucher and Rich.
Hey, what's up, man?
Hey.
Just seeing if you heard the new Tool song yet.
Yeah, fear inoculum.
Unreal.
Okay, so I listened to all 10 minutes of it, and what I thought was funny is that people are killing Tool right now for writing a song that sounds like Tool. It sounds exactly like something that would have been on their last album. Now, you may not like what their last album was, and that's fair, because, you see, I've kind of, okay, I think that Anima and Undertow are two borderline perfect albums, but Lateralist might be my favorite because it's the perfect mix of the 6 minute ass kickers and the ones that are a little bit long and jammy, but they still work. They never kind of lose sight. They kind of, with the last album, went a little nuts. There's only about like two really good songs on that. But that's who they are. They're now kind of like this weird jam band that'll put like two solid songs on an album and the rest of them will be weird. But that's what they've become. And if you can't accept that, then that's what they are. I do wish they would just cut the... How much would it rule if they just went back to like 3 to 4 minute long songs, like Undertow was? Just completely pull out the rug from everyone and goes, all right, here we are. We've taken 13 years to put out an album. This is what we're going to do. We're going to go back to our roots. That would have been awesome, but it's not that way. And people are pissed for that. That's who Tool is now. So... And they don't need you. Let's go to line three. Mark, what's up, man? You're on Toucher and Rich.
Hey, how you guys doing?
Hey.
Hey.
Hey, I want to call and thank you guys for the great 10 years you guys have provided us here in the Boston area.
Thanks, man.
You guys have done such a great job. I've had you programmed at my radio at work over in the Hudson area. We've just had a great time, and I just wanted to call you guys and thank you very much for everything you guys. You guys are a brush of fresh air, and I wish you another 10 great years.
Well, thanks. Let's hope that fresh air doesn't become stale. I know we're going to try to work so that doesn't happen, but I will say that tomorrow's going to be a lot of fun all the way throughout 5 o'clock. It starts at 7 o'clock, and it's the we're going to look back at some of the biggest moments. There's some of the stuff I'm really looking forward to. Like, as a matter of fact, we're going to kind of go back over during our show, the 2011 Stanley Cup run. And that was my favorite time doing the radio ever in my entire career. From all the stuff that was on the street, from all the Sean Thornton calls that we had. On top of that, there was the John Henry situation, which I know that Felger and Maz are going to cover. There's some kind of serious stuff in the history of the station that I know that Zolak and Bertrand are going to cover, like, you know, what happened during the, you know, tragedy about 5 years ago, 6 years ago, gosh, now, with the marathon. But I mean, the whole station, you know, had to kind of come together and help rally. And it was just, there's so many weird audio things that I'd forgotten about over the 10 years that I'm looking forward to playing, including the birth of 98 Mile, which I thought was, that's going to be fun. What was the very first 98 Mile battle, John Wallach?
It was you and me.
Yep, that's right.
Now the question is, oh, you crushed me. But here's the thing. Do you have my first rap?
I got all of them.
Oh,
I have every single one.
My first rap. Now, I won in year two. Right?
You did.
It was year two. I won in year two, and that was a lot of fun. But the first rap I ever did might have been the worst rap in the history of 98 Mile, and that includes one Adolfo Gonzalez's entry.
Ooh.
I want you, when you go back and listen tonight to the first rap battle between you and I, and we, first rap battle, first day, year one of 98 Mile, you played my rap. My rap was the first rap ever played on air. Ooh. I'll never forget this. I recorded it because you who put together all my other ones, I recorded it with Mike Lockhart, and I did it, and I said, so Mike, what do you think? He goes, it's okay.
Which meant so,
and in my Lockhart speak, that means, God, that was awful.
No matter what it is, and I haven't heard it in years, I guarantee it's not the worst. I think, Dan,
it was terrible.
Was the worst DA's versus me when he just started yelling and swearing.
Yeah, he did one chorus and then started screaming at you.
Zolak's were always good.
Zolak's were great.
Roaches were always good.
Although Zolak didn't follow the rules at one point.
I don't care. Something that was like three minutes long.
Mike Flynn is still angry about Zolak doing REO Speedwagon.
Flynn's was great.
I know, but then Zolak did the REO Speedwagon.
All right.
And Flynn said, I put together a good rap. Zolak didn't follow the rules. He's still angry about that.
Maybe tonight I go through and find the worst that's ever been out there. I would say the best rap battle, just in my opinion, it's got to be Gresh versus Felger, right?
That was good. Beetle and I did one. That was pretty good.
Gresh versus Felger was real hatred. And they were both really good.
Yeah.
Gresh did the 99 Problems ripoff. Actually, Gresh didn't even do that. So the story behind Gresh is Gresh just got in the studio and had words written. And I was like, all right, what song are we going to do? He goes, I don't care. Record me. And I went, all right. And he just started yelling out these words and I put it to music. Like, I picked the song because he was just like, I'm angry. And then Felger did a riff on VIP on Swole.
Yes. F-A-T.
Yeah, he's got F-A-T on Swole, which was just, I mean, brutal. The two of them.
Which he admitted he didn't write.
It doesn't matter. To me, it didn't matter.
Yes.
I didn't even care as long as, because a lot of people had people help write theirs. I mean, not everyone's like meant to do that.
Yes.
But I had no problem. I think it was Mike from Woburn, who I think.
I don't remember.
All right, let's go to Corey. Corey, you know what? We'll go to Corey in a little bit. All right, so, tomorrow's the day. The worst of all time, I'll have to figure that one out. And tonight I'll figure it out. Because even the bad ones were pretty good. The worst ones were ones that just, like, nothing happened. Like, there was no kind of, no jokes, and it wasn't, like, sometimes there's ones like Birds, which was pretty funny. Birds was pretty good. That was B to the R to the R to the D.
Can I find a senior?
Can I get a senior? That one was pretty good. All right, 617-779-0985. We'll get to that.
For the latest podcasts, for the latest sports news, and for Tutcher and Rich, download the 98.5 The Sports Hub app now.
.985 The Sports Hub, it's Tutcher and Rich. Real quick, John, you were mentioning that the Patriots did make a trade that I guess is somewhat significant, seeing that there was an injury this past weekend.
Yeah, you saw Matt Lacoste go down against Detroit on Thursday night. Of course, no word from the head coach this morning on his availability, but Patriots made a trade. They sent a conditional 7th-round draft pick to Atlanta for Eric Saubert, S-A-U-B-E-R-T, and he has 5 catches in 2 years. I think now the Patriots are kind of grasping at straws here. Watson suspended for the first 4 games of the season. I think Lacoste was the next guy in line, and he's hurt. You have Izzo, who's a tight end that hasn't done much in his NFL career. I think right now the Patriots are just bringing in bodies. This guy apparently is a very good athlete with a questionable set of hands who never really got a chance in Atlanta. So here we are. This is where we're at.
And Dan tells me that Lacoste is not at practice this morning.
Yep.
So we got that too. So I guess this was something that you were expecting to happen, a move somewhat like this, if he did not return. We haven't heard much about this, have we? Like, I mean, there's not a lot coming out of the team regarding his injury, is there?
No.
All right.
And that's the never
Patriot way.
No, it isn't. But the fact that he's not out there today and he got hurt on Thursday, not a good sign.
All right.
Not a good sign.
By the way, I meant to tell you this. So I was telling you about Copenhagen and my trip to Denmark and, you know, how amazing the city is. There was one moment that was kind of weird. So I was heading to the airport yesterday morning. And
was it yesterday morning?
Yeah. I got it. It's funny. I left.
Oh, my God.
My flight was at 1. It was an 8-hour flight. And I got here at 1 p.m. And I got here at 3 p.m., which completely messes up your entire day.
By the way, that's where you and I differ. When I'm on vacation, I always leave one day before. I'll come back on Saturday if I have to work on Monday. Getting back the day of just ruins me.
It's called being a pro, dude.
Oh, Jesus. Okay.
Someday maybe you'll aspire to... You'll be able to have the radio chops.
Getting my name
like
on
me.
The moniker, yeah. That's true, maybe someday.
It's called being a pro.
Yeah.
So there was kind of one weird moment, and that was as I was on my way to the airport. It's about, 10 o'clock in the morning, Danish time. And I'm on this road that goes through the city, and, okay, so it's kilometers. All the speed limits are kilometers.
Right.
And it was essentially like 50 kilometers, which means about 32 miles per hour is the speed limit. And I all of a sudden see this guy who looks like a Danish police officer point at my car. And I'm in like a 3-lane road. It's not like a highway, but it's a 3-lane city road. And he makes me move over. And I'm like, okay, I wonder what's going on. And this Danish police officer comes up to my car and says, so you're speeding here in this town. And I went, okay, how fast is that going? And he goes, you're going 67 in a 50. And I did the conversion. That's like going 42 miles per hour in a 32 mile per hour thing.
Mm-hmm.
42 miles per hour, you can't tell the difference. I mean, just it doesn't feel like you're going fast and you're going with the flow of traffic. And I'm like, all right, okay. And he goes, I need to see the driver's license. I said, sure. So I give it to him. And he walks over and he's got about 5 other police officers at this intersection. It's a speed trap. They've got their gun out and they're aiming at people. And maybe they saw that I had a rental car and they thought that I was possibly heading to the airport because I was kind of in that area.
Yep.
He takes about 5 minutes and he comes back and he goes, okay, so you were speeding 67 to 50, which is over 30% over the speed limit.
So there's an additional fine, and the total of your fine will be a 2,500 kroner. And I go, 2,500 kroner, and I do a quick calculation. It's $400. And I go, whoa, is it really this much? And the whole time, I don't know the laws here and everything, so yeah, I don't know whether I'm just getting, you know, this is shenanigans.
Because you're a tourist, right.
And he goes, yes, it is $400. And I go, oh, okay. And he goes, so do you have the cash? Excuse me? He goes, I will take the cash now. And I said, I don't have that cash on me. And he goes, okay, well, then we go to cash machine. I follow you. And I said, okay, well, first of all, what if I don't have the cash? And he goes, then you cannot leave the country. And I went, okay, I'm heading to the airport. No, he goes, then you will, no, he goes, then you will have to leave the country. And I said, well, I'm leaving right now. And he goes, then you cannot leave the country. I'm like, oh, she's all right. So I say, all right, well, I don't know where the cash machine is. He goes, you follow me. And meanwhile, I'm having Mary, like Mary's like Googling, like, is this legal? Are they trying to fleece me? Or is this some sort of like shenanigans?
Is this really a police?
Because I don't know
is
anything.
Is this really a police?
Oh, yeah. They're definitely really police officers.
Okay.
But
so
I don't
this
know whether there's a reputation. Because in some countries, you know, I never thought Scandinavian countries would be like this. But in some countries, you know, there's people who will pull you over just to get money from you.
Sure.
I've heard about this happening all over the place.
Right.
And so I said, I have no idea where a cash machine is. He goes, you follow me. And I went, okay. And so he gets on his motorcycle, and his other guys are kind of looking at me. And meanwhile, they pull over another car, and I go behind him. Remember, this is like going 10 miles per hour over the speed limit.
Yep.
And I start following the guy. And meanwhile, Mary's trying to Google her. Nothing's working. And so I get to the cash machine, and I pull out my 2,500 krona, which is like $400. And he walks up to me, and he goes, 2,500? And he goes, so are you staying for any longer? And I say, no, we're going to the airport. He goes, oh. Okay, have a great day. And he walks off with my, he gets on his bike, walks off, drives off with my cash, and that was it. And I still don't know to this day whether I was completely taken advantage of or whether that's just the way it is. And the only thing I Google is that that was the right amount of money, whether or not they've always like just driven people to an ATM machine and there's no like, I'll send it in later type of deal.
That's bizarre.
It was really, really odd. So out of all the great things that happened there, that was one little moment of weirdness that kind of freaked me out. I still don't know whether I've been fleeced by the whole deal. So if anyone knows. All right, let's do a quick crossover. Zolak and Bertrand, good morning.
Hey.
Hey.
You guys are back today, huh?
We are back, all of us. Yes.
Yeah. You guys going on a secret vacation, all three of you?
No, we're on the banana boat together, absolutely.
Have you ever ridden one of those?
No, I have not. How is it? I'm sure you have. Something tells me Scott Zolak has ridden a banana boat.
I did, in Ocean City, Maryland, many, many moons ago.
A Maryland banana boat?
Oh, yeah.
Sounds
so
tropical.
It's scary as hell.
Okay, yeah.
You're talking about that big thing you sit on behind a boat.
Yeah,
right?
Yeah, one of the kids just over the weekend got on the Super Mabel. You know, that the like bench thing that gets towed behind a boat?
Yeah.
And I was in the boat watching that thing, and it was getting a little dark out on the lake. Believe it or not, a big lake in Canton that you don't even know about. But I'll show it to you one day. And I was nervous for them. I'm like, you know, they fly off this thing,
that's what
maybe
I think.
Bump
like,
heads,
yeah,
I think go
like
under.
Splitting lips.
Yeah, I got to dive in. Like, I don't know.
So what are you guys covering tomorrow? Like, I know for the best of, we all have different hours of different things. Like, what are you guys talking about?
I have no clue. Jim Louth and Tom Morgan. Jim's pretty much produced the whole show. So,
okay, so you
we're just
going to
sit back and go.
I'm sure Dan O'Brien's done a lot, but I know Jim Louth and Jimmy Stewart have done so much work on this 10th anniversary thing.
Yeah.
And Tom Morgan.
Yeah.
And, I mean.
Well, I think our big ones are the Super Bowls and obviously I think the marathon bombing.
Okay. Yeah. I think that today Dan and me and Michael Lockhart are basically not going to sleep. So we just came back out of town and now it's like you have all of this time and all these montages to make.
It's kind of like me when a big test comes, cram the lab the day before, right?
That's right.
Zero preparation the prior 4 weeks.
All right, guys. Well,
not like you know this is coming, Rich.
Have a good show and say hello to John Bon Jovi for me, okay?
I can't wait.
All right, dude. That's it for us. Hopefully all of us will be back tomorrow morning. Technology willing. We will talk to you guys then. Goodbye.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Picking five of Carrie Underwood's best music videos was no easy task, but after some debate, we landed on five we believe rise to the top. Did Carrie's 2014 hit Something in the Water make our top five? Find out when you text Carrie to 45911 and scroll through the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Carrie to 45911 to get your eyes on our favorite Carrie Underwood music videos.